This is now my 23rd time in Italy, but what I heard moved my heart deeply.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, this is Michael Brown coming away from Catania in Sicily in Italy. I trust you've been enjoying the broadcast, been blessed and helped by them. In fact, your voice this week is going to be heard loud and clear. I'll tell you why I say that in a moment. But many of you know my story, my personal testimony. God saved me. God opened my eyes to believe in Jesus and gave me new life when I was 16 years old in 1971. So at that time, I was a heroin-shooting, LSD-using, long-haired, hippie, rock drummer, Jewish kid, in rebellion against God. And God saved me in a little Italian Pentecostal church in Queens, New York. Maybe if everybody was there, maybe there'd be 100 people and a Sunday service. But when I got saved, we went Monday night prayer meeting, Tuesday night worship and preaching, Friday night worship and preaching, Sunday school, Sunday morning, and then a Wednesday night service was added, a Sunday night service was added. And when the doors were open, I was there. And for a season, we had an Italian service on a Monday night once a month because we had a number of Italians that didn't speak English in the congregation. So once a month, I would go to the Italian service. You say, why? It was all in Italian. I said, yeah, but the doors were open, so I went. That was just the mentality. And I'd sit there and listen to the whole service in Italian, not understanding a word, and no one there to translate for me or my other friends that went along, and maybe, you know, 30 people there or something. And so interesting now that my books are translated into Italian more than any other language, and that our messages and cassette tape in the early days and other means have gone around and touched believers all over Italy. And what's really moved me and stirred me is that I'm looking now as I speak, and here, for example, is a grad from our ministry school. He's in his 30s. He's married. And he's in ministry. He's now written a book about pornography and other issues and things like that in the society. And he grew up hearing me preach. His dad came to my very first meetings in 1987. And here he's grown up hearing this message and hearing a message of holiness and consecration. Now he's the next generation and he's bringing it to Italy. And when I first came to Italy in 1987, 32 years old, and then subsequently on another trip brought our older daughter, and then after that our younger daughter, now the grandchild of our oldest grandchild, the daughter of our younger daughter, 15 years old, she's here. So, okay, I say all that to say I was asked if I would come next year. It would mark 30 years. It would mark 30 years of coming to Italy and ministering here. And my translator was saying, and he's been a missionary here 40 years, Mike, you've had XYZ impact on the country. You helped open the message about Israel and the church's responsibility to Israel and the Jewish roots of the faith. He said, and then you helped spark us for revival. And now we're looking to you for a voice on cultural issues and homosexuality and hyper grace and things like that. And we want you to come and hold special national meetings commemorating that. And I thought, that's unreal. That's unreal. And then another missionary saying their daughter in her 30s and fell away from the Lord, went through a faith crisis, and I was only one of two believers in the world she could listen to because she knew our integrity. Now, thank God there's so many, but in other words, when you sow for years, when you're faithful, when you keep doing what God's called you to do, parents, be encouraged. Older believers, be encouraged. The fruit will be seen. What you sow, you will reap. And now we've been on daily talk radio for 8 years. So we broadcast on the internet, of course, and many of you listen to podcasts, but the base is our daily live radio program that you hear on great stations in America. If you believe God wants me to continue to do that, it would be tremendous if we could hear from you this week. Thank you, those who've written. Thank you for gifts, up to $5,000 in a single gift, and we're praying for more and more. But we really need to hear from you. If you say, Mike, we want you on our radio station. You need to be on the air here. We can only do it with your support. It's your region. It's your city. So call us today, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978, or go online, askdrbrown.org. Stand with us today. We've got a special gift of appreciation we'll send out as well. Yeah.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome to Thoroughly Jewish Thursday. This is going to be a show you are going to remember. Michael Brown, delighted to be with you. Hey, please do be in prayer. I've been invited, as I'm in Italy now ministering, I've been invited to speak at what will be the largest gathering of Christian young people to an Israel conference, probably in Italy's history. In December, I've got to try to coordinate that around my annual trip to India, but hopefully we'll be able to work it out. If you could see the appeal that was sent to me by a dear brother in Italy, it touched me so deeply. I said to my sister, we got to try to work this out and make it happen. All right. All this week, we have been sharing with you special testimonies. We have been taking you behind the scenes and sharing things with you from the Line of Fire archives to be a blessing to you, to encourage you with just a little bit of a glimpse of the fruit that we're able to bear by God's grace. And in a moment, I'm going to play for you a testimony that's one of the greatest in the history of the broadcast. But first, listen to this. Dear Dr. Brown, in 2010, my husband and I had the privilege, great privilege, of joining a tour to Israel. It was one of the most profound experiences of my life. The Lord spoke by His Spirit from beginning to end whilst there. She's from England. I always had a deep respect for Israel and the Jewish people in Scripture, but it was like it came alive when visiting the land. When home, the hunger in my heart for the land of Israel and His chosen people grew and grew. I knew I would never be the same. I wanted to find good, sound teaching on it, so I asked the Lord, please, would He direct me in this? After a while, I sensed He was saying, Dr. Brown. This seemed so unusual to me, and I was even questioning the Lord. Did you really say what I did? You really hear what I was asking you? Again, I got words, Dr. Brown. I was baffled, as the only thing I could think of was a dear friend whose profession is a medical doctor, and though she's a believer, I knew she did not yet have a heart for Israel. So with much trepidation, I simply typed into Google, Dr. Brown, Israel. Praise the Lord! That's when He directed me to your wonderful resources and teaching on Israel, and also a great introduction to the rest of your ministry. I am so grateful to Him for that. This woman now, Natalie, 6 years later, is involved full-time in Jewish ministry. And it's when she asked the Lord, direct me to sound teaching on Israel, the Lord sent her to Dr. Brown. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that God's grace and goodness? Well, you've got to hear this call from Sarah. I remember when she called in, one of our listeners listening live in Hawaii pulled her car over to the side of the road and began to weep. Let's listen to this amazing call from Sarah. Let's start with Sarah in Brooklyn. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello?
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, listen. I have to share this with you and try to be as brief to leave room for others. July 31st, 1924, I was 88 years old, and on my birthday, I heard a knock-knock deep inside me, in my heart. I opened the door, and there was Jesus. I'm your birthday gift. And so, I that's what happened 3 weeks ago, Dr. Brown. Now, this morning, I was reading something. It was in the Chumash. You know what that is?
Yes, five books of Moses. Portia, yes,
but it spoke about the image of God, and Dr. Brown, Michael, something deep, deep, deep. I heard myself saying, "I am the image of God," and all the environmental image that I had—not good enough, or you know, not deserving—all of that, but something deep, deep, deep. I am the image that I never experienced before, but it had to be through Jesus 3 weeks ago coming into my life. So my request when we say the image of God is that include Jesus also, and to talk about us becoming the real, how do we help other Jews realize who they are?
So, Sarah, you're 88 years old?
Yes!
Yeah, you turned 88 in July.
July 31st.
Wow. Well, God bless you, Sarah. And you've, how were you raised as a Jew? Were you raised in a religious home or secular home?
Yes, I was raised. My brothers went to the yeshiva. And at that time, yeah, they went to the yeshiva, religious home. The girls weren't really taught anything, how to say a prayer after eating or before. But I was laid, yes, I observed Shabbos and everything, Pesach.
Got it.
Yeah,
and at 88, God revealed Jesus to you. Sarah, this is an absolutely amazing thing. There must have been people praying for you, for God to open your heart and mind. And when it says in the New Testament that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, because we've never seen God, we can't see him physically, we don't make an idol like wood or stone or anything like that. The Torah forbids that. But God revealed himself often in the scriptures. The prophets would have a vision, or people would see God. And who is it they were seeing? It was Jesus who reveals the image of God. And that's how we can know him in a personal and intimate way. That's why he came. And that's the message to declare to your Jewish friends.
Yes.
That through Jesus, whose Hebrew name was Yeshua, we can truly know the God of Israel.
Mm-hmm. I see. All right, then. I really need to call up about, you have a series about the Jewish objections to...
Do you still like to read, Sarah, or do you prefer listening
read.
To...
Oh, read? Are you kidding? I'm a reader. I'm reading 7 hours a day. And also, I have an opportunity. I have a program for an hour and a half on Wednesday, 10:30 to 12, on a teleconference, and I give shears. But now I'm focusing and very subtly, in a very special way.
Yes.
Differently. Now I could do something. They're only women. But what do you suggest?
Oh, wonderful! All right, here's what I suggest, Sarah. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. And we're going to get your contact information. We're not going to give it to anyone else, but I'm going to send you a number of books to read, and when you all for free. And then, do you like to watch? Do you have somewhere you can watch a DVD also, or no?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you some books and some DVDs, and then when you finish them, you let us know, and we'll send you some more. All right?
Oh, bless you, but. The image, and now you gave me that brilliant wisdom that Jesus in the physical form is the image of God. Oh, now
wonderful.
You added to my miracle moment.
Sarah, this is a miracle moment for all of us. We are all sitting here smiling broadly with amazement at what God has done. All right, there is more to Sarah's testimony. We're going to play a little bit more for you in the next segment. You know, I know every week there are folks listening, there are religious Jews who listen to the broadcast, rabbis who listen to the broadcast. I got an email from a Hasidic Jew, an ultra-Orthodox Jew, some time back, and he said, I commend you for everything you're doing. I listen to you. I commend you for what you say about the Messiah. An ultra-Orthodox Jew. I wrote back to him and said, can we send you a book to read or some materials? He goes, oh, no, I couldn't receive anything. In other words, he was doing this secretly. I remember in the days of cassette tapes, friends, when there was an ultra-Orthodox rabbi in Brooklyn who had come to faith in Jesus, Yeshua. And there are plenty of ultra-Orthodox rabbis in Brooklyn. That's why I can just say this without endangering someone. And I had it was then on cassette tape, Countering the Counter-Missionaries. It's since turned into five volumes of books, over 1,500 pages, and then a 22-hour DVD and CD series. But in those days, it was cassette tapes. And my friends in Brooklyn that were discipling him would give him one tape at a time. That's all he could take. He'd put it in his pocket and take it, and he knew that was safe. And anything other than that would have aroused suspicion. Now I'm talking by radio to folks all over New York City and all over heavily Jewish areas and by intranet all around the world. And our materials have been translated. Some of our key materials have been translated into Hebrew and Russian. Some of our outreach TV shows on Think It Through, they've been translated into Hebrew and to Russian. And then we have young men with a key ministry in Israel. We gave them permission to take all of my 1,500 pages and break them down into many, many messages and teachings in Hebrew. And they are having a hard time keeping up with all the people who want to find out more about Yeshua. Friends, by God's grace, we really are making a difference around the world. And you can help us reach many more Sarahs. You can help us make a difference in many more Jewish lives. What a holy, sacred opportunity. I'll share more when we come back, and we'll listen to the rest of Sarah's testimony in the special Share-a-thon week.
Join Dr. Michael Brown along with Messianic Jewish pastor Scott Volk for a unique behind-the-scenes tour of Israel, February 25th through March 6th, 2017. Space is limited, so we're accepting applications on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information on the trip and to secure your spot, please visit our website at AskDrBrown.org and click on the Israel Tour banner or call our office at 704-782-3760.
God of light, hear our cry, send the fire.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Since Jesus knocked on the door of my heart, I found WMCA 570, and I started to listen to it, and there was the awesome, how can you describe Dr. Michael Brown? And that's how I came to know you. I was led to you through Yeshua Jesus to find you and to learn the real kosher Jesus.
Now, just think, friends, that's Sarah, what an amazing, amazing call. We've got a subsequent call that we're going to play for you in a moment. As heartwarming as it gets, as wonderful as it gets. But just think, if we were not on the air on WMCA on 570 AM, if we were not on the air reaching the millions of people in the greater New York area, including a few million Jews who live in greater New York area. If we weren't on the air, we would not have been able to touch Sarah. We would never have had that call. Everyone who's ever prayed for us and helped us financially to be on the air, friends, you are part of that amazing story. All right, tell you what, I want to play call number two from Sarah and then tell you how you can help us reach many more Jewish people just like Sarah. So Sarah, I just had one quick question for you. How is it that you came to listen to this broadcast?
I came to listen to the broadcast because since Jesus knocked on the door of my heart, I found WMCA 570, and it was the Christian radio station. I started to listen to it. And there was the awesome, how can you describe, Dr. Michael Brown. And that's how I came to know you. I was led to you through Yeshua Jesus to find you and to learn the real kosher Jesus. That's
Sarah,
how I found you.
Well, God bless you. I'm just smiling broadly, and I'm so glad you got our books. We'll stay in touch with you, and as soon as you finish those, we'll send you more, and love to connect you with other believers in the Brooklyn area. So thanks for calling. Stay in touch with us.
Yes, I just want to say, I have to say this to everybody, and I'm going to start crying for joy, to discover my true identity of who am I. I'm an image of God and a likeness, and I can feel it. I can feel it when I wake up in the morning to discover who you truly are, a divine consciousness, and you live and you have your being in a divine mind, and now, just like you're the perfect model, Dr. Brown, to be a beneficial presence in the world.
Oh, well, Sarah, God bless you, and our goal, of course, is to point everyone to Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, so that God can be glorified and our people can come to know him. Sarah, you've got many friends out there that you've never met, and they're praying for you. Thanks for calling again.
God bless. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, Sarah. So nice to hear from you.
Yes, yes. It's awesome to hear from you, and thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, for the most beautiful foundational, spiritual, nutritional food that you sent me through your material. But I have to share something with you. I went to a very special place on Saturday, and they were singing hallelujah and everything. And as they were singing, I closed my eyes, dear Dr. Brown, and I had a vision that I was walking down an aisle. I was dressed in a bride's gown. I went under a canopy, and then a man came following and stood next to me. And then I heard the person say, "Do you, Shifra, my Hebrew name is Shifra Sarah, take this a very special person and who will be your royal king and Messiah? Yes, for your wedded husband and to go into your heart." I said, "Yes." And then the person turned to this gentleman and said, "Do you take Shifra Sarah to be your wedded wife and to be her comforter and her teacher?" And he said, "Yes." And I now pronounce you man and wife. And he put the ring on my finger, and everybody was saying, was at this place that I was, this special messianic place, they all said, "I do, I do." So Saturday, dear
wow.
Michael, I was married.
Wow. That's,
I asked
that's
him,
just
he said,
amazing.
"Tell them to all say I do," the whole congregation, personally, out loud, not in the vision. And they all said I do, because she told me to go under the canopy. And so, isn't that, I just finished the canopy in my vision, and it came out alive.
That's amazing. That's, hey, you have a relationship with the living God, and things like that can happen. So thanks for sharing that, Sarah.
Oh,
God
bless you.
Stay
hallelujah,
in touch.
Hallelujah for Michael Brown. Instead of saying three cheers, I'll say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah for Dr. Michael Brown. Amen.
All right. I trust you're blessed by that amazing call from Sarah. Friends, here's how you can help us directly. God's gifted me to reach Jewish people. God's gifted me to respond to the objections of the rabbis. We have so many emails and letters and calls from folks who say that it was through our materials that they came to faith in Yeshua, or that they were able to continue to walk with the Lord because they got hit with so many doubts and questions. But we need your help to do this. If we're going to continue to broadcast on WMCA, on WAVA, on WEZE, on all of our Truth Radio Network shows, on other stations across America, if we're going to do this, it's only with your help. God has not equipped me to be an independent millionaire or billionaire to fund this. He's equipped me to serve you and help you reach the lost sheep of the house of Israel, be a voice of moral and cultural revolution, help bring encouragement and courage and faith to each of you. He's equipped me to do that, but I need your help as we partner together to be on these broadcasts. And we have amazing material waiting, more material waiting to be translated into Hebrew, and then a key staff member ready to be released full-time to Jewish evangelism in three different languages. We have these opportunities. All we need is the funds to do it. So stand with us, I ask you, with all sincerity of heart. Every dime that comes in will go to this radio broadcast and to Jewish ministry. Call now. Your gift of any size, I want to give you a wonderful little mini book distilling decades of study I've done. It's called The Seven Secrets of the Real Messiah. Great to give to a Jewish friend, an eye-opening read for every follower of Jesus. My thank you gift for your gift of any size, but be as generous as you can. 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978, or online, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Just click on donate. Once more, 1-800-278-9978. The scripture says, "Let him who's taught in the word share all good things with his teacher." Here's a great opportunity to share back with us.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
It is Thoroughly Jewish Thursday. This is Michael Brown. I'm in Catania, Italy right now, but Thoroughly Jewish Thursday is still Thoroughly Jewish Thursday. And all this week, we are playing excerpts from the Line of Fire. We are sharing testimonies with you of encouragement, of God's grace at work in people's lives, of men and women, Jewish men and women and others who have been dramatically touched through this ministry. All glory to the Lord, all honor to the Lord. The last half hour, I know many of you didn't hear that, some of you just tuning in now, but later today, go to my website, askdrbrown.org, or just click on Line of Fire, and you can listen to all of today's broadcast. You will be blown away by the call from an elderly Jewish woman that was led to our radio program, and it's just amazing. One of the most touching calls we've ever received, and we actually got a couple of calls where we played those both. I've got another testimony call I want to play for you in a few minutes. But first, let me just share some of the things I always wish, even though I'm on radio 10 hours a week and then writing 3 to 5 articles a week and then posting on Facebook and Twitter, I always wish, oh, I want to share this with all my listeners. Oh, I wish I could share this. I wish I just push a button and everybody could see this together. But check this out. I get an email sent, or this is posted on Facebook, by a Jewish believer in England, Yoel. Michael, just so you know, I was encouraged to find your book, The Real Kosher Jesus, stocked in a blank store, a well-known Jewish store. I don't want to say more because I don't want to get someone in trouble for having it, but it's a very, very famous store of Jewish books. I was encouraged to find the real kosher Jesus stocked in their store here in the UK, right in the heart of the Jewish community of thus and such, which was a very religious Jewish community. And there is my book, The Real Kosher Jesus. Amazing. Here's someone who wrote in. The main thing I'm thankful for regarding Dr. Brown is his answering Jewish objections to Jesus. This is Shannon writing, this series has opened the door for me to understand how to study myself about these objections, whether or not they have any merit. With this series, I'm able to see the answers to the objections, and not only that, to look them up for myself and see if they're accurate. The answers are completely and utterly biblical, not relying on doctrines and emotions. If there was nothing else I got from Dr. Brown and his ministry, this would be enough for me to truly be able to see the depth of the Bible for the first time and just how many proofs for Yeshua there really are. Boy, I mean, that's just touching and wonderful to hear. And we get testimony after testimony. I was getting ready to speak in Dallas, and a young man came up to me. He said, I am only in the faith today because of those books. He said, I'm a Jewish believer in Jesus. I got hit with so many objections for the rabbis. I had my faith challenged. He said, those were the books that kept me in the faith. Why? Because of Mike Brown? No, because they're based on the Word. Because God's enabled me to take the years to study. See, when I came to faith and 16-year-old heroin shooting LSD using hippie rock drummer, and my dad said, you need to talk to the local rabbi. I was zealous to do it, but I had so little knowledge. And I was challenged, and he brought me to meet other rabbis, and it shook me. It rattled me. I knew that Yeshua had changed my life, but they had serious questions. And I said, God, I'm going to pursue you and your truth no matter what the consequence, no matter where it goes, no matter where it leads. And through that earnest, honest search, God deepened my faith in Yeshua. And through that and the studies we've been able to do, we've been able to equip and help many others. I've got some edifying testimonies to share with you, some great words of encouragement on the Share-a-thon, and an opportunity, a unique opportunity, where you can partner together with me to reach the lost sheep of the house of Israel with the good news of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. Stay tuned. You'll be blessed by what is coming next on Thoroughly Jewish Thursday.
Cleansing flame, send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much for joining us on this very special week, this Thoroughly Jewish Thursday, in the midst of a special share-a-thon. I hope you've been edified by the testimonies we've been playing. I hope that you're gratified. Many of you are monthly supporters. Many of you pray for me regularly. Many of you have helped us with donations at different times or have told others, hey, tune into the broadcast. This should bring encouragement to you because this is something we've done together. If you can hear me smiling, it's because I am. Hey, check out this testimony, another call we received from a Jewish man on the Line of Fire.
Before anything, I want to thank you very much. Your books, Answering Jewish Objections to Jesus, played a big role in bringing me to Messiah. So I want to thank you before anything for the great work that you do.
What's your own upbringing religiously?
I was born in a Jewish family, although we were quite secular. I used to be an atheist. There was a point in my life where I really began to ask the big questions. And in a nutshell, I came to discover my Messiah, although one of the reasons I encounter your books is because although my family is quite secular, there's some people in my family that are religious. So when I accepted Messiah, I was kind of seen as weird, and I was attacked from a secular side and from a traditional Jewish side. And so I began to look for answers, and that's when somebody told me about your books. And I read your books, and they really strengthened my faith, because when I came to realize that there was a God, I wanted to know what was the truth. Was Jesus really his Messiah? And of course, I look at both sides. I looked at stuff that Rabbi Singer and Asher Norman, people who wrote books, anti-missionaries, but I also read books that you wrote. And it seems to me that all the evidence points to Yeshua being the Messiah, right? And how I'm very confident. And he has, aside from that, he has changed my life. And so I'm here now. I really want to thank you for that.
Nathan, has anyone else in your family yet come to faith?
Well, yes. I praise God that both my parents came to faith. My dad was an agnostic. He has his own testimony. And my mother, although she also grew up secular, she always believed in God, but she wasn't very religious or traditional. But when she saw the change in my life, she got curious. So,
wow.
And she came to Yeshua eventually.
I want to bring you into a call. Listen to this.
So I'm a Jew, not a Messianic Jew. I'm a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a Jew at one point.
I'm a Jew. I'm still a Jew to the core of my being.
We'll just have to agree to disagree on that. But here's my question. Why? Why did you turn away from Judaism? And what do you see in Jesus that says to you definitively that, yes, he is the Messiah? Because if I'm assuming you know Jewish thought fairly well, right? So I don't understand how you could have possibly determined that he's the Messiah when it's so clear for Jews that he's not.
So let me just find out. I'd love to answer your questions, and thanks so much for asking. But you're an Orthodox Jew?
No, I'm not Orthodox. I'm conservative, kind of, in practice, but more reform in thought.
Okay. So you've thrown off the history of Judaism up until the last 200 years. You've thrown off the vast majority of Jewish traditions, customs, even approach to the Bible, Talmud. I mean, you don't strictly observe the Sabbath, correct?
No, not in an Orthodox way, by any means.
All right, so the way that generations of Jews would have up until the Reform movement. All right, so just something for you to ponder. I am living far more according to the Bible, according to the Hebrew Scriptures, than you are, by the way.
I mean, so you say that since I'm not Orthodox, you're more Jewish than me, right? But how can that possibly be true when, and you know it as well as I do, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. So, I mean, hear, O Israel, Lord is our God, the Lord is one. you believe in the Trinity, and also your concept of Satan in Christianity is really just dualism from Zoroastrianism, that concept of the good God and then the bad God. And how can we have an omnipotent God if there's an equal and opposing rebellious force?
I mean, I don't know. I've never met anyone that believes nonsense like that in my life. Never met anyone that believes any such thing of an equal.
No.
Listen. Intertestamental Judaism speaks of a satanic figure, of a devil, in terms that it is exactly the same as the New Testament. He is not an independent, omnipotent agent of any kind. He is not a borrowing from Zoroastrianism. It comes from the Tanakh, where he's referenced several times. He's referenced in the book of Job, in the book of Zechariah, and in the book of Chronicles, in First Chronicles. That's where he's explicitly referenced. He is hostile to God. He is accusing God's people. That's the role he continues in the New Testament. He is under our feet. He is a defeated foe. He is not omnipotent. He is not omnipresent. He's not omni-anything. He is a defeated fallen angel. And if you want that same teaching, go to intertestamental Jewish literature. Right. What I'd like to do is this, in a way that's not going to be a matter of who wins, you know, which Michael wins, Salt Lake City or the radio host, right? But a matter of two men who want to live for God as Jews, whether you accept me as a Jew or not, is immaterial. Because of the nature of your call, I didn't take any of the calls this entire time. Those on hold, I apologize. If you can call tomorrow, if you've been waiting, I'll put you up first, all right? But Michael, I'm sending you the book, The Real Kosher Jesus. And I'll throw in a debate I did with Rabbi Shmuley also on Isaiah 53, did Jesus die for our sins? So the book, The Real Kosher Jesus, to read the debate. Once you have a chance, you don't have to stop life to do this. Once you have a chance to watch the debate, listen, then give me a call back, all right? And we can continue our discussion. But thank you, sir, for the call. Much appreciated. From Michael to Michael, much appreciated. And thank you, sir, for listening. So we'll get those out to you, The Real Kosher Jesus and Did Jesus Die for Our Sins? Thank you, sir, for the call. Much appreciated. This is posted on YouTube. Timothy, Shabbat Shalom, Brother Michael. I will order this book. It was Real Kosher Jesus, and I hope one day I can meet you to have it signed by you. Your work has been a real blessing because one of my dearest friends, who is an Orthodox Jew, has come to know Yeshua as his Messiah. All I did was point him to your lectures on YouTube, and I prayed for him every day that God would open his heart to this truth. He came to Messiah this Sabbath. I am so overjoyed. God bless you, Michael. We're able to put all this material out for free online, YouTube, articles, videos, our radio broadcasts that you can subscribe to for free on podcasts, listen to online, and listen to on these great radio stations across America. We can only do that because of your help. Yes, I can be a voice. Yes, I can debate the rabbis. Yes, I can take on these challenging issues, but I can only do it with your help. You see, we really are dependent on each other. There's a beautiful proverb that says, as we honor the Lord in the third chapter of Proverbs, from our first fruits and from the increase that God gives us, that he will bless us back in overflowing ways. And there's so many ways he smiles on us as we give. One of the greatest ones is that you share in the reward for winning a soul to the Lord. You share in the reward. Maybe you don't have the opportunity to witness to Jewish people, or you don't know how to go about it, but God's called us to do that. And as our materials spread more and more, we've got an amazing vision to get things out in Israel. We've got the whole plan. We've got the materials ready to be translated. We've got the plan to get them to religious Jews. We just need your help to do it. And every day that we're on the air, we do it by faith, because there's not enough money that comes in every month to pay these radio bills. We do it by faith every month. And right now, we have critical needs to pay these bills, and we can do it with your help. Rather than say, if you don't help us, we won't be here, I'm going to say, because you do help us, we continue to be here broadcasting. So my thank you gift is a thoroughly Jewish thank you gift. For your gift of any size this week, it is an eye-opening mini book, The Seven Secrets of the Real Messiah. You'll read every page and think, I never knew that before. And it's all sound and grounded in the truth of Scripture and in serious scholarship. So call right now and help us. Those who have more resources financially can help with more. Those with less can help with less. But everyone, God looks at the heart. Give as you're able to and as you feel prompted. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. That's the number to call. Or go to the website, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Just click on donate. Or once more, 1-800-278-9978. We come back, I'm going to share something with you about the NFL's Executive of the Year. Yes, the general manager of the Carolina Panthers, Dave Gettleman. How our lives intersected for the glory of God. You will be blessed to hear this testimony.
Join Dr. Michael Brown along with Messianic Jewish pastor Scott Volk for a unique behind-the-scenes tour of Israel, February 25th through March 6, 2017. Space is limited, so we're accepting applications on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information on the trip and to secure your spot, please visit our website at AskDrBrown.org and click on the Israel Tour banner or call our office at 704-782-3760.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, it is our last segment on Thoroughly Jewish Thursday. I want to bring you more words of encouragement and testimony to the glory of God and let you know that as you support our ministry, as you stand with us in faith and with your finances, you are literally helping us touch Jewish people around the world and bringing many to faith in Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. A few years back, my wife Nancy was helping out our daughter at an event at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, the massive speedway right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, major NASCAR events, and working in one of these suites where different people come in. It could be sports stars, it could be rich people, it could be different, you know, just whatever. You have a suite there, you entertain your guests. And my wife, Nancy, said, you know, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help out. So she's there. Here's Nancy in the outfit where you got the apron and the whole bit. You know, you're just serving people. And there's one guy, very nice gentleman that, you know, very polite and all that. And he starts talking to one of my good friends who was in the suite. Now, my friend came in there and saw Nancy's like, what are you doing here? She goes, hey, I'm just helping out. Just helping out our daughter. So he starts talking to this gentleman who turns out to be Dave Gettleman, the general manager of the Carolina Panthers. And my friend starts talking to him and finds out he's a Jewish believer in Jesus. Dave's testimony was published in the Billy Graham magazine, in Decision magazine, just a few months back. And he mentioned this event that I'm about to talk to you about. And he's talking to him about how he came to faith and this whole bit, and how he had been going to a Messianic congregation and, you know, so was going in the direction of Yeshua being the Jewish Messiah. But he had questions. So a friend invited him to a debate in New York City. And it was going to be against a man known as America's most famous rabbi, Shmuley Boteach. Shmuley's a dear friend of mine today. It was at the New York Hilton. The place was packed out. 1,000-plus people, standing room only, major media coverage. It was one of these happening events. And we debated who really killed Jesus. It was immediately before Mel Gibson's Passion movie came out. So it was just in the air. It was one of those things where people were flocking to find out what was going on. And there were many Jewish people, hundreds of people. I don't know the exact breakdown, but a good percentage of the people attending the event were not believers in Jesus Yeshua when they walked in. Dave Gettleman was there. And that was the turning point when the questions got answered. And of course, he's been a solid believer these many years since, and he doesn't shout his faith out in every aspect of his work. He lives it out as an example. So my friend is talking to him, and hears that story. And he says to Nancy, come over here. And he says to Dave Gettleman, you know, he says to Nancy, tell Mr. Gettleman who your husband is. She says, Mike Brown, Dr. Mike Brown. And he looks at her, no. She says, yeah, that's my husband. Here she is in the apron serving people there in the suite at the Speedway. Well, I happened to be at a Christian event for another ministry where we were participating, and we were at the Speedway. So I was there. So I get a text from my friend. He says, you got to come down here and meet somebody. So I come running down from the one suite to the other, meet Dave Gettleman, hear his story. What a joy. You never know who gets touched. You never know the lives that get affected, especially with radio. You have no idea who's listening. There are religious Jews who listen to these broadcasts in secret because that's the only way they can do it. And God is touching their hearts and opening their hearts. Together, we're making an amazing difference in so, so many lives. And I hope you feel the encouragement that I feel. I want you to hear from a friend and colleague of mine, Joe Infranco. He's one of the senior attorneys with the Alliance Defending Freedom, or what was known as the Alliance Defense Fund. They are on the front lines of almost every critical cultural moral issue today, even arguing these cases before the Supreme Court. Joe and I have been friends for over 30 years, and he had some very gracious things to say. I want you to hear these words from Joe Infranco.
And Mike, in a busy schedule, I would make time for you anywhere, anyhow, because what you are doing is so key, is so essential. I don't want to overstate the case and maybe make, you know, others feel lesser by saying this. But Mike, I think you are perhaps the leading voice in the country in articulating these issues, particularly on issues like marriage and some of the aspects of the homosexual agenda that we are seeing. What impresses me so much, Mike, is not only that you address these issues, but you do so intelligently, compassionately. There's a sense of Christian propriety. Your communication style is wonderful. But you are addressing issues in a way that prevents the other side from saying, oh, look, another hate monger or something like that. You are able to articulate the issues so well. And that's why, frankly, you know, we think that what you're doing is so important. I think your book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, is perhaps the single most important resource in the country today on marriage. I would just encourage your listeners, and look, we're all tithing at our home churches. We're giving to various causes. I think that the support of what you're doing is so important that people need to give sacrificially. It is that important. There are just not people speaking on the front lines the way that you are. And I want to say on behalf of ADF and all that's happening here, we so appreciate it. What we do could not be accomplished, Mike, without the work that you're doing.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for those kind words. Friends, if you've listened to this broadcast, you know that we're not big fundraisers. You've heard the testimonies from Jewish people who've been touched and saved through the ministry. You've heard from Joe Infranco about our front lines work on moral and cultural issues. And I know that we've made a difference in many of your lives because when I go out and speak, there's a line of you waiting to thank me with tears. And I trust me, I'm in tears of joy hearing how we've been able to impact you. Trust me, it humbles me deeply and moves me to the point that I want to run my race all the more for the Lord and serve all the more effectively and be a greater blessing. So your one-time gift would help us at a time when we're really under some heavy pressure. 1-800-278-9978, the number to call. Once more, 1-800-278-9978, or online, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Click on Donate. Thank you in advance for your generosity. You know, when Paul wrote to the Philippians and he spoke of the gift that they gave to help him during his imprisonment, he said it was like a sweet-smelling savor. And honestly, before the Lord, that's what your generosity is like. It's like something that carries a fragrance to it because it brings life and help to many. It meets many needs. It relieves many burdens, and it enables us to really fly and soar and do what God's called us to do. Thank you for amplifying my voice, which is your voice, as we speak to the world, as we speak to the church, as we speak to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. My thank you gift for your gift of any size, this wonderful mini book, Seven Secrets of the Real Messiah. We'll send it out to you. Thank you for standing with us. My bottom line today, all Israel will be saved. It's written, it'll happen, and we get to share in it.